Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Janelle. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Susan Wagoner, W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R, 50@gmail.com.
All right, I do thank you for that information. And may I please have the first and last name on the account?
Susan Wagoner.
All right, I do thank you for that information as well. And I have located an account for propertyrecord.com. How can I help you today?
Okay. My problem is I'm trying to log on and I have no idea what the username. I have a good idea of what the password might be, but I don't know what my username was when I did this before. Is there
okay.
a way to reach?
Yes, ma'am. I can help you with that. So are you on member reports with an S online.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Your username is the email address you provided me with at the beginning of our call. And then your password is what you created when you actually made the account itself.
Well, I put in my email, the email, and they said it wasn't right.
So you put in SusanWagner50@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, do you need me? Okay.
Maybe I need to reset the password. I don't know.
I was going to say, did you want me to reset the password for you and give you a temporary one right now?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper so I can read it to you?
Sure.
It's P as in Peter, V
capital
as in Vic. It's everything is lowercase.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
P and then V.
And then T as in Tom. Agent, A-G-E-N-T. And then the number 2 and the number 5. And it's all lowercase and one word.
And it's saying invalid username or password. Please try again.
It's still saying that?
Yes.
Okay. And you're on member reports with an S online.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not quite sure why it's not working because I did just reset your password. So it should allow you to log in, and your username is that email address that you provided me with as well. What I would suggest is to probably refresh the page and try it again. And when you're putting your username in, are you putting your email in lowercase?
Yes.
Okay.
And you put the, you want it. Okay, do I need to use the same, try the same password you just told me?
Yes, ma'am.
So it was PV, oh crap, not type it in there. Gosh.
It's P as in Peter, V as in Victor.
Okay.
And T as in Tom.
It's not letting me type in the space. Okay. P, V, and then T?
Yes, ma'am. And then agent, A-G-E-N-T. And then the number 2 and the number 5.
Okay.
Did it allow you to log in?
Well, it looks like I'm in. It's asking me for a VIN number or a license plate number.
It should give you other options for reports for you to look up as far as like a person search, a car search, a property search, a DMV lookup, a person lookup, a criminal lookup, anything of that nature. Do you see any other options?
Yes, I'm putting the name back in there now. It had found the record and that I wanted to look at, and I guess when I went back out, then it has to forgive it. Anyway, God. Okay, thank you. I think I'm done.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I don't know. If this doesn't work, I'll call you back.
All right. No problem, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.